Hello, everybody, and welcome to another edition here of the NEOSI High School Podcast Preview Show as we come at you for week six in what should be a very exciting week of high school football in and around the area. Don't forget, our podcast each and every week is sponsored by the Cleveland Clothing Company. They've been spreading Cleveland pride one t-shirt at a time since 2008. Pick up your Cleveland clothing at Cleveland Clothing Company in a couple different areas, including University Circle. Across from Maca, you've got East 4th in Euclid. Also, you've got Crocker Park in Comet Alley or at Summit Mall in Akron. Check them out online, clevelandclothing.com. And don't forget, use NEO Sports for 20% off your purchase. I'm joined by Tony Bogan, as I am each and every week. Tony, good afternoon. Are you all set for week six?
Absolutely. I'm absolutely set for week six, man. Got a lot of interesting matchups.
Yeah, should be a good one. We got it started on Thursday night as the Garfield Heights Bulldogs moved to 6-0. They were victorious over the Valley Forge Patriots at Byers Field in Parma by a final score of 20-0. Lance Reisland and the Bulldogs are 6-0, Tony, in the Independence. They've got some big road games coming up. They will travel to Canfield next week to take on South Range. And the week after that, they go to Logan, Ohio. They're not actually going to play a home game, Tony, until week 10 against Normandy.
Yeah, they've gotten off to a good start, though. And I don't want to jinx anything, but I could potentially see Garfield Heights running the table.
It should be interesting. Again, they play that team from Canfield next week, South Range. They come into tonight's play at 3-2. And then the week after that, they play the team from Logan, and they're 1-4. So, again, a lot of things can happen. We know how these things tend to go. But, again, it should be interesting. Again, that game last night, really a good game for Garfield. They didn't really do very much as far as running the football, controlling the tempo. It was really all Valley Forge. But the defense of Garfield was the most impressive thing as, again, they have now gone two straight games without allowing a point. All right, we got a lot to get to this week. So let's start in the Great Lakes Conference. This is the conference with Valley Forge, who last week defeated Elyria Catholic 31-13. It was Normandy over Parma 12-7. Bay defeated Holy Name 17-14. Rocky River over Lakeside 46-26. Again, Tony, when you look right now at Bay, they're 5-0, 2-0 in the conference. They are the team to beat. And, of course, they look like a team that might run the table again this year.
That is a possibility, but they've got a tough game at Rocky River tonight. We'll see what happens there. And another game to look at is Holy Name in Normandy. Holy Name, their record is very deceiving because they've lost three of their games by a combined 9 points.
Should be interesting. Let's give you the schedule for this one. Of course, the game everybody's looking at the Great Lakes Conference, Bay and Rocky River, is tonight. Normandy at Holy Name and Elyria Catholic at Parma. That's the game I'll be at. You could hear it on AM 930 WEOL. You could check out the link for that game on our site. We've got it up right now. Greater Cleveland Conference. Last week, Menor 35-0 over Brunswick. Solon over Strongsville 17-9. Euclid all over Elyria 55-0. And Shaker Heights over Medina 33-20. Menor and Solon, Tony, they're both 5-0. They're going to meet eventually this week. Menor at Medina, Solon at Brunswick, Strongsville at Euclid, and Saturday you've got Elyria at Shaker Heights. Shaker Heights and Euclid are 4-1. Strongsville's 3-2. Medina's 2-3. Brunswick and Elyria are in the rear at 0-5 apiece. Any thoughts on that conference before we go to the Lake Erie League?
My thoughts on the conference is just the same status quo. I believe Solon and Menor, if things go right, it'll be a clash of the undefeateds later on in the year.
Should be a good one. Let's go over to the Lake Erie League. Last week, Maple Heights, they're undefeated at 5-0. They took care of Mansfield 38-14. It was Clarkson Football North out of Mississauga, Ontario, defeating Lorraine 38-28. Lorraine falls to 3-2. Warrensville Heights over VASJ 36-6. Crestview defeats Shaw 35-20. Cleveland Heights over Walsh Jesuit 51-21, and NDCL over Bedford 35-0. Maple Heights, as we said, 5-0. Cleveland Heights and Lorraine are both 3-2. I know you're very high on Cleveland Heights. Warrensville Heights at 2-3. Bedford and Shaw both at 1-4. This week, Bedford will take on Maple Heights. Lorraine will be at Cleveland Heights. That's a big game. And Shaw at Warrensville Heights. Your thoughts on that one?
My thoughts on that one are Cleveland Heights, ever since they got eliminated then in 2016 against Lorraine, they've definitely got this is going to be a must win for Cleveland Heights if they're going to hope to make the playoffs in Region 1. This is one of the toughest regions in the state.
Yeah, no question about that. Let's move over now to the blue division of the North Coast League. It was NDCL over Bedford 35-0, Cleveland Heights over Walsh Jesuit 51-14, Garfield Heights over Padua 19-0, Benedictine over Bishop Watterson 17-14, East over Lake Catholic 39-14, and Archbishop Hoban over St. Vincent St. Mary 35-3. I still have Archbishop Hoban as the best team in the state. They are 5-0. NDCL is 4-0. Padua 4-1. Lake Catholic is 3-2. Benny is 2-3, and Walsh Jesuit at 0-5. And Benny and Archbishop Hoban this week should be an interesting matchup, a good test for Archbishop Hoban. NDCL will take on Padua, and Lake Catholic will take on Walsh Jesuit. Let's go to the white division of the North Coast League, where we've got a couple big games coming up this week. You've got Crestwood defeated St. Thomas Aquinas 32-0 last week. And then everything else was Saturday, Cleveland Central Catholic and University School. A big win there for Cleveland Central Catholic. It was Warren JFK Catholic Central, Western Reserve Academy and Trinity, and Western Reserve Academy a winner there. And Gilmore took care of business against Lutheran East. So when you look at that one right now, Gilmore at 4-0, they're pretty much the best team, I think, in that division. Trinity, again, at 3-2, they're right there as well.
I would have to agree. It's going to be a big game this week. We're just wondering what Gilmore will do down the stretch, because in their first season in North Coast League White Division, they're really playing very well so far.
All right, we go over to the pack. We know it very well. The Stars division last week, a huge game, and I was there for it. Buckeye over Columbia, 38-35. What a well-played game between those two teams. Buckeye improves to 4-1. It was Fairview over Firelands, 35-6. Black River put up 66 on Oberlin in a 66-20 win. Clearview over Brookside, 44-7. Lutheran West defeated Wellington, 50-6. And Keystone over Brooklyn, 47-6. We said Buckeye was 4-1. Black River's 3-2. Firelands is 2-3. Brookside is 2-3. Wellington and Keystone are both 1-4. This week, it's all conference games. Buckeye, Wellington, Firelands, Brookside, and Keystone at Black River. We'll go over to the Stripes division, where, again, Columbia losing. They fall to 3-2. Lutheran West with a 50-6 win goes to 4-1. It was Clearview improving to 4-1 with a win over Brookside. Brooklyn falling to 2-3. Oberlin falling to 2-3. And Fairview at 1-4. Though Fairview, a big win, 35-6 over Firelands. That was a pretty big upset last week.
Exactly. Fairview picked up their first win. We'll see how conference play finishes up, because I remember Oberlin didn't exactly get off to a hot start last year. Yeah, I believe they finished 4-1 in Stripes and finished 5-5 overall to end the year.
Yep, should be, again, some good games in that pack coming up this week. We move over to the Senate, where John Marshall, we've talked a lot about him. They are 4-1 on the season. They defeated Lincoln West 37-0 there. John Adams had the bye last week. John Hay over Collingwood 19-6. It was Glenville 45, East Tech nothing, and Rhodes over JFK 42-0. Right now, John Marshall and Glenville probably the only two teams really that you have to look at there. And this week, Glenville will be at home and take on Rhodes, and John Marshall will take on East Tech, Tony.
I will have to agree, but one thing I have to pass on is that, unfortunately, John Marshall had to forfeit two of their wins against Brooklyn and Parma. They're still going to be one of the top Senate teams, but this was a note to pass along. According to Joe Itell, they had to forfeit both of the games.
Yes. All right, well, that is news. I have not heard that news, but that's interesting. So in terms of their record, they fall then, take two wins away, they go to 2-3 then.
Yes.
Wow, interesting. All right, well, we'll get more news on that as we go along here, but that is huge when you again, think about that. That's, again, John Marshall really was a team that was on the rise, and now we'll have to wait and see how that all plays out. All right, the Southwestern Conference. Avon Lake is going to be 5-0 at this point. They defeated Lakewood 49-0 last week. How about this one? Westlake over North Olmsted, 34-33. The Westlake Demons, the player of the week in our week this last week, their big running back. A big win for them. You know, again, Westlake's had some hard times, Tony, but a good win for the Demons.
Absolutely. Against a team that's pretty good like North Olmsted, I knew it was only a matter of time before Westlake got the first win. It was only a matter of time.
And again, congratulations to James J.J. Coleman and the Westlake Demons. He was our Jenny's old-fashioned popcorn player of the week this week. 203 yards and three touchdowns for J.J. Coleman in that Demons victory. All right, let's go back to the scoreboard. We had Avon over Midview 49-6. It was Olmsted Falls over North Ridgeville 46-14. And Amherst over Berea Mid-Park in another good game, 45-38. The big game this week, and it'll be on AM 930 WEOL, will be Amherst and Olmsted Falls. That will be a battle, 5-0 for Amherst. Olmsted Falls at 4-1. That should be a good one.
Absolutely. I can expect, just like in the case of Amherst, Berea Mid-Park last week, a lot of points to be put up.
Yeah, I think that Southwest Conference, I don't know if they don't know how to play defense in that conference or what, but all those teams tend to put on big, big points. All right, we're going to continue along here in our show. Again, don't forget, Cleveland Clothing Company sponsoring our weekly podcast here this week as we get you set for action tonight in Week 6. We'll go to the Suburban League, the American Division first, where Barberton defeated Copley 31-14 last week. It was Aurora over Kent Roosevelt 34-6, Dover over Talmadge 42-8, and Highland over Revere 35-14. Barberton looks like the real deal, Tony. They're 5-0. Highland and Aurora both at 4-1, 2-0 in the conference.
Absolutely. Barberton has just basically picked up where they left off last year. One would think that after 10-0 and graduating Zane Reese, among others, after on last year's team, that they would have probably slipped a couple, or maybe they probably would have been down a little bit, but nope. They're just staying the course, and that's really awesome that they look to be probably a threat for the next couple years in the Suburban.
And that's a testament to their coaching staff to be able to continue to move forward there. Again, we mentioned Aurora and Highland both at 4-1. Revere is 3-2. Kent Roosevelt 2-3. Talmadge 2-3. And Copley 2-3. This week, Talmadge at Kent Roosevelt. Revere at Copley. Green at Highland. That's the Medina County matchup on AM 930 WEOL tonight. You can get the link on our site for that. It's already up. And Barberton will take on Aurora. We move forward to the National Division of the Suburban League. Cuyahoga Falls, they defeated Brecksville Broadview Heights 44-31. Nordonia over Hudson 33-20. Twinsburg over North Royalton 28-21. And it was Wadsworth 48, Stowe Monroe Falls 21. Wadsworth 5-0, Nordonia 4-1, Twinsburg 3-2, North Royalton at 2-3. Stowe Monroe Falls, tough season, they're 1-4, as is Hudson and Cuyahoga Falls. And the Bees of Brecksville just having a tough season there, 0-5. This week, Wadsworth at home for Cuyahoga Falls in a game that should be dominated by the Grizzlies. It's Hudson at home for North Royalton. Twinsburg will travel to Brecksville to take on the Bees, and Nordonia will take on Stowe Monroe Falls in another game over there. Western Reserve Conference, Kenston 51, Brush 28 last week. Riverside over Madison 28-13. Scott Piker covered that one for us. It was Chardon over Mayfield 34-17, and Willoughby South losing to Eastlake North 37-29. Kenston at 5-0. Painesville Riverside is at 4-1. Everybody else under 500. Really looks like a two-team race in the WRC right now, Tony.
Not surprised that Kenston's doing well, but how about Painesville Riverside?
Yeah.
They are 4-1 so far. They're looking for their fifth win in a row.
Yeah, they look like a team that, you know, is going to have to be dealt with. And, again, sometimes you just get those seasons where everything seems to come together, and it looks like that's happening for Painesville Riverside. All right, the Independents, lots of games to get to there. Massillon Washington remains undefeated at 5-0. They are 42-0 winners over Firestone last week. Garfield Heights defeated Padua last week 19-0, and we already told you they were on the winning side last night as they defeated Valley Forge 20-0. So the Bulldogs, Tony, and Lance Reisland 39-0 in their last two games against two very good teams in Padua and Valley Forge. Gilmore over Lutheran East 35-12. Archbishop Hoban over St. Vincent St. Mary 35-3. That COF Academy game in St. Ed's was canceled. Iggy over Elder 17-7. It was Cleveland Central Catholic losing to University School 50-28, and Western Reserve Academy 42, Trinity 28. Again, at St. Vincent St. Mary falls to 3-2. Iggy is 3-2. Ed's is 2-2. Everybody else just kind of lingering there in that Independence. This week, it'll be Hawken with the bye. It'll be Ed's at Buchtel on Saturday in what should be a good game. Western Reserve will take on University School. Perry will be at St. Vincent St. Mary on Saturday. You've got Iggy traveling down to Clarkson in Ontario to take on Football North. Ellett, Lutheran East will be Saturday in Austintown, Fitch at Massillon, Washington. Anything out of the Independence surprise you right now, Tony?
Not really. Massillon Washington's off to a good start there, and that should definitely bode well for them going down the stretch for Region 7. But as far as St. Vincent St. Mary, every game from here on in is pretty much a must win based on like calculations in Region 9, which I'll probably talk about in the later weeks.
Okay, let's go to the Portage Trails Conference, the County Division, Rootstown over Chagrin Falls, 35-6. It was Valley Christian beating Matthews from Vienna, Ohio, 32-7. Garrettsville Garfield over Windham, 40-12. Southeast defeated Edgewood out of Ashtabula, 40-6. Mogador Meadowbrook Mogador defeated Meadowbrook, rather, 35-32. And Crestwood over Aquinas, 32-0. Mogador and Rootstown, Tony, 4-0 apiece. How about Valley Christian and Garrettsville Garfield, both at 4-1, as is Crestwood. You got a big couple of games this week. Crestwood at Mogador. You've got Garrettsville Garfield at Valley Christian, and Southeast will take on Rootstown. And let's go over now to the Metro Division, where Norton defeated Cloverleaf 39-21 last week. Ravenna over Springfield 35-12. Coventry 21, Field 17, and Woodridge over Streetsboro 49-28. Ravenna and Norton are both 4-1. Coventry is 3-2. Everybody else is under 500. Anything surprising you right now out of the Portage Trails Conference, Tony?
Ravenna being out front is no surprise, but and same with Coventry. That, I believe, with TV2 is going to be one of the games of the week to check out there, because Ravenna and Coventry are both going for their division title.
That should be fun. Again, as we continue to move forward here on our podcast brought to you by Cleveland Clothing Company, we'll shoot it over now to the Akron Series. We haven't done much in the Akron City Series this year. East over Lake Catholic, 39-14. Ellet over Kenmore Garfield, 43-6, rather. Buchdahl over Akron North, 49-0. And Massillon, Washington, we said, beat Firestone, 42-0. Akron East at 4-0. Buchdahl at 3-2. Ellet at 3-2. Kenmore, Garfield, Akron North, and Firestone all having tough seasons, as none of them have won a game as of yet. This week, Firestone at Akron North. St. Edward will take on Buchdahl, as we mentioned. Kenmore, Garfield at Akron East. You've got Ellet at Lutheran East. That'll be on Saturday, as well as Akron East will take on Howland, which is out of Warren, Ohio. We continue on with the Chagrin Valley Conference, the Chagrin Division. Perry over Beechwood, 55-21. Orange 61, Harvey 26, Geneva over West Geauga 16-8, and Rootstown over Chagrin Falls 35-6. Orange and Perry and Beechwood, the three teams to look for there, Tony. 5-0 for Orange. They're looking like a real solid contender in that conference of the Chagrin Division, and Perry and Beechwood both at 4-1. Orange will take on Chagrin Falls this week. That should be a blowout, as Chagrin Falls is 0-5. Harvey at West Geauga, and St. Vincent St. Mary at Perry, and Beechwood at Geneva. Anything out of that Chagrin Valley Conference, Chagrin Division, surprising you?
Well, I'm not really surprised that Orange is doing well. They've just picked up where they left off. But Beechwood's off to a 4-1 start. It looks like I said a week ago, it could be a clash of Beechwood-Orange potentially in Week 10, battling for a playoff spot, because Beechwood's off to a really good start.
All right, let's go over to the Chagrin Valley Conference Valley Division. This is pretty much everybody talking about this around high school football in the area last week, and that is Kirtland and Richmond Heights, Tony. I'm sure you've heard about it. Richmond Heights forfeiting the game in the first quarter after a player got injured. Kirtland was up 13-0 in the game. Kirtland's 5-0. Again, they're a very good football team. Richmond Heights at 2-3. I read a couple accounts of what happened in this game. And basically, if I'm reading it correctly, and you can let me know if you heard any differently, you know, Richmond Heights, again, one of their players had to be stretchered off. And basically, their coach said, look, we think we can win a couple more games this year. We're shorthanded as it is. We're going to walk off the field. There's been a lot of debate about this, Tony. What are your thoughts?
My thoughts are like, in my opinion, it's like it can go either way. Both sides are right. On one hand, if you're Kirtland, you definitely would want to see, and I believe it was Kirtland's homecoming night.
It was. And they ended up playing an inter-squad scrimmage just to have something to do. But I have a hard time with this, I think, from the standpoint of, you know, you put in a whole week of work. I know, again, that, you know, it's sad that the young man who got injured, I don't think it was anything too severe. I believe he's okay. I think I'm siding with Kirtland on this one. I don't like the fact that they just walked off the field like that.
Exactly. I would have to agree with that. I believe there was one game where I saw that Lincoln West had something similar, numbers that were similar, about 16, 17 players. I definitely understand if you're shorthanded, but it's just like, even though it won't be like it would, probably wouldn't have been that competitive a game. Still, at least you want to at least give Kirtland a chance to possibly put their JVs in,
something,
put their freshmen.
Yeah, I don't know. It left a bad taste in my mouth. I read about it. Mike Rogers, who does a fantastic job with our scoreboard, actually texted me late Friday night and said, "Did you see this?" And I hadn't at that point. But then when I got a chance to read the accounts the next day in a couple of the local papers, I think I sided with Kirtland on this one. All right, let's go on. Cuyahoga Heights over Berkshire, 42-26. It was Independence over Fairport Harding, 35-14, and Wycliffe beat Cardinal, 34-14. Wycliffe and Kirtland both at 5-0, and this week it'll be a good game as Cardinal takes on Fairport Harding. Cuyahoga Heights will be in Kirtland, Berkshire will be at Independence, and Wycliffe will take on Richmond Heights. And we're going to wrap it up with our scoreboard this week with the conference checking out Glen Oak and Green and Canton McKinley, Massillon Perry, Hoover, all those teams down in the Canton area. It was a Green over Glen Oak 27-10, Jackson over Lake 31-17, McKinley over Hoover 40-21, Washington defeated Firestone 42-0, and Perry over Louisville 29-12. Canton McKinley and Massillon Perry both 5-0, Tony. And when you look at Hoover, they're 3-2, along with Massillon, Jackson, and Uniontown Lake. Glen Oak and Green are both at 1-4. The quick schedule for this week has Hoover at Massillon Perry, Canton McKinley at Uniontown Lake, Glen Oak at Jackson, and Green at Highland. All right, let's give you a couple quick notes. First off, our games this week, the Setta Trophy High School football schedule on NEOSI. Tim Whalen will be out in Brunswick to watch Solon and Brunswick and what should be not too competitive of a game. Bay Village, Rocky River, probably the biggest game of the slate this week as far as locally. Vince McKee will be covering that. Lakewood at North Olmsted. We'll see if North Olmsted could rebound. Pat Kennedy will be covering that. Ruben Rodriguez will watch North Ridgeville, Avon Lake, and SWC action. Rob Troutman and the boys of Sports on Tap will be out at Aurora, taking in Barberton and Aurora. Vince McKee on Saturday will take in that game between North Clarkson and San Ignatius. I'll be up at Byers Field tonight for WEOL on the sidelines as Elyria Catholic will take on Parma. And Alexa Shawara, one of our new members of the team, will be watching Ellet at Lutheran East. Tony, where are you going to be tonight?
I will probably be doing something for TV2. It'll probably be either Ravenna at Coventry or Mogador against Crestwood.
All right, and do not forget a couple things before we let you go. Number one, one more time, ClevelandClothingCompany.com. Check them out at CLE Clothing. I just checked out some of their stuff yesterday. Amazing products. You're going to want to check them out. One T-shirt at a time since 2008, and the biggest and best thing about it, you can get 20% off using the promo code NEOSports. So make sure you do that today. Don't forget, we're on the air tonight on AM 850 WKNR. That's ESPN AM 850 WKNR. With the post game, we'll be checked out by a bunch of our local reporters in the area. And don't forget the most important thing, and that is to join us next week right here. For week 7, Tony, can you believe we're going to be in week 7 next week already?
I can't believe it, man. Time flies when you're having a good time, especially high school football.
Yeah, it's been a fun season, to say the least, already. All right, for Tony Bogan, I'm Matt Lodi. Have a great week, everybody. We will see you next week right here with the NEOSI High School Podcast Preview Show, brought to you by Cleveland Clothing Company.